Welcome in, everybody, and this is not a regularly scheduled Sunday sit rep, but there has been a few developments in the past couple weeks that really warrant a drop. We try to limit these to about one a month, unless there is something of great impact, of substantial nature, that is worth talking about, is worth immediately jumping on and getting into. And I apologize, you guys. I have been traveling pretty heavily. I had some project stuff with my day job that I had to attend to, and then immediately got home and turned around and had to head out of town again for a different trip, which was fortunately a R&R trip. And you know, highly recommend if you guys haven't taken a vacation or gotten away from things for a while. Man, you feel like a completely different person when you come back. It's always the worst part, you know, coming back to reality, so to speak. But man, I really enjoyed the trip, and we'll probably fill you guys in a little bit. Maybe on this one, we'll get into it a little bit at the very end here. But we've had some stuff go on in the last couple weeks. Obviously, everyone is pretty aware by now that Donald Trump there was an attempt on his life, right? He was shot in the ear. We've seen, no doubt, if you've looked on the internet or any media, right? He got shot at. He was clipped, and Joseph Biden, our current president, has issued, as of today, this is July 21st, 2024, issued a statement notifying the country after stating a bunch of bold-faced lies in a letter to the people of the United States of America that he will not be seeking re-election. So we're going to get into all three of those things. We're going to talk a little bit about my relaxation and recovery time. Obviously, going to talk about the Trump assassination attempt and things that were dropped by his protective detail, and then obviously talk about what the recent breaking news here with President Biden, what that could mean for our country. As always, you guys, we are a sponsored podcast. We do have some really, really cool partners in the industry. They are very supportive of us. And one of our missions, one of our goals since day one, has always been to make sure that we provide all of you listeners with reputable companies that you can go spend your money with. Because if you're looking for gear, if you're looking for night vision or ammo, I mean, whatever the case may be, right? We want to make sure that we are steering you guys in the right direction, not only with our guests and the information that we share, but also with the financial side of it. Because we all work really, really hard, and most of the stuff in this space, in this activity, this hobby, this lifestyle, right, is not getting any cheaper. And we want to make sure we send you guys to some of the best companies possible that are out there so you can make well-informed and reliable decisions and pick up some absolutely outstanding kit for yourselves. So we want to say first thank you to the team over at Custom Night Vision, you guys. CustomNightVision.com is the website, and I implore you guys, head over, check out CustomNightVision.com, look around, see what they have. Tons of units in stock. So whether you're looking for some dual tubes, right, you want some very, you know, robust high-end tubes, right, you can pick up like the manual gain DTNVSs with some L3 white phosphor tubes. They have those in stock. Maybe you want something a little bit more basic, a little bit more rugged, right? So maybe you just want some RNVGs from AB Night Vision with green phosphor because you just like green a little bit better. Guess what? The team at Custom has that in stock too. And maybe if you're just one of those blokes that you really only ever see yourself wanting a single tube device, hey, they have those. They have PVS-14s. They have the Nocturne Industry Tonto housings and options in both white phosphor, green phosphor from companies like Photonis and Elbit and L3 and NVT even. You guys, tons of options available on the site. And I keep saying it, tons, because it really is. They have them in stock. They have options. They have selection. And if any of the stuff I just rattled off sounds completely foreign to you guys, or you find yourself navigating the site, you're looking at, you know, SNR and FOM and things, and you have no idea what the different measurements of these tubes and things, what they indicate, what they lead to, how to read it, what's good, what's bad, it's okay, you guys. Do not fret. There is a outstanding chat function that's actually built into the website, so you can reach out, you can direct message the team at Custom Night Vision. You can ask them the questions, you know, is white phosphor really better than green phosphor? Am I going to get a lot more eye fatigue? Do I lose clarity? Do I lose definition? They'll be able to guide you on those decisions. So whether you're buying those dual tubes, again, like the Manticore R from Nocturne Industries, or the DTNVSs, the ARNVGs, whatever dual tube housing you're looking for, or maybe it's a PVS-14 or a Tonto, right? They will be able to explain the pros, the cons, dispel some of those myths, set you guys on the right path. Their mission, their goal, is to give you guys the most transparent buying experience possible. Big, big thank you to those guys. Again, it's CustomNightVision.com. Head on over to the website and check it out for yourselves, and maybe pick up some night vision today. Let them know that we sent you. They will take outstanding care of you. I want to also say thank you to HRT Tactical Gear. I was actually able to talk with a buddy on my trip this weekend about HRT Tactical, and more specifically, their ARC belt. I've been running the ARC belt for, months now. It was actually the very first two-piece belt system that I've ever tried, and so far, I could not be happier, you guys. I was convinced I needed a one-piece belt system, that the ARC was not for me, and I needed something I could easily don and doff in a moment's notice. And after doing a lot of training and some thinking, research, right, it's a little bit unrealistic. So I said, hey, let me give this ARC belt a try, and man, I wish I would have done it sooner. It's super lightweight, and the rigidity of it is just incredible. So what does that mean? It's lightweight, it's rigid. It means that it's going to disperse all of the weight of your loaded mags, your full med kit, your pistol, anything else you may be toting around with you, right? It's going to distribute that weight all the way around your waist, and it's going to just disappear. Honestly, I forget I'm wearing the thing half the time. It's an incredible, incredible product. You guys, head on over to HRTTacticalGear.com. Check it out for yourself today, as well as all the other great products they have for your enjoyment. Thank you as well to the folks over at 100 Concepts. So if you guys are looking for light caps, if you're looking for scope caps, they are your one-stop shop to kill reflection. So whether that's their hex caps, it's the pro scope caps, they have solutions for it. It's the light caps, the reflector in your flashlight. We have incredible flashlight technology these days, but unfortunately for those to work the way they do, with the output they do, we have to have reflectors. And that's outstanding until you actually start looking at camouflage and reflection. Doesn't really exist naturally in nature, so we have to address that. That's where the team at 100 Concepts with their outstanding products come in. And if you guys already have their scope caps, if you already have their light caps, head on over to 100concepts.com and check out everything else they have going on. Well, that's their chem light kit, their sling hook 2.0, they have helmet scrims and pack scrims, and they're always working on new and creative products, new developments for you guys, enhancements on existing products. You'll absolutely love it. Again, it's 100concepts.com. And want to say thank you to RMA Armor, you guys. Head on over to RMADefense.com. You can use discount code PreparedMindset5 to save 5% off when you go to pick up some plates, man. So whether it's some level 3A plus, super lightweight, 2.5 pounds of plate like I'm running, some level 3+, 3, you could get level 4s. They have a bunch of options available, you guys, and they're not going to break the bank. They're not one of these companies that's going to charge you $1,200, $1,500, $1,800, $2,400 for a set of armor plates, and they don't have the issues with NIJ testing that we've seen with some of the less stellar companies, shall we say, out in the armor space. Made right here in the U.S. of A, an outstanding company. Again, the discount code is PreparedMindset5. It'll help you save 5% off your orders. Go check out what they got in stock today, and maybe grab yourself, your family, some armor. Be well protected. They are literally the king of armor. It's RMA Armor. All right, so big shout out and thank you to all of our supporting partners and sponsors, the companies that work with us that we want to share with you guys. So if you're in need for any of those items, any gear, night vision, armor, whatever it is, check those guys out. They do outstanding work, and they are great companies with great reputations in the industry. But let's get into it. And we're going to start first. So obviously the Trump assassination attempt, we're going to get into that because for two reasons. One, I have been traveling and I've been very busy. Additionally, I don't love the amount of speculation that gets thrown around sometimes with high attention, I guess, headlines and things like this. There's been a lot of speculation. There's been a lot of conspiracy theories. Ooh, it was a government hit job. Could it be? I mean, I suppose anything's possible. Do I think that is the most probable case? I don't believe so. The unfortunate part here is that while President Trump was relatively uninjured, unharmed, right? He did, his ear, right? There were additional injuries and one fatality. It's truly disgusting and upsetting. What's even more upsetting, honestly, is that after this all went down, people were sharing some screenshots and some input and things like this off of X, formerly known as Twitter, right? And we had people, what are your trending phrases? How do you miss? There are, I mean, let's put this in perspective for a second. There are people who are so, they are so ingrained with hatred from politics, which none of them actually understand, by the way. Any of these people who are going out on the internet talking about how they want to, like, not miss Trump next time. Fucking Kyle Gass from fucking Tenacious D, who canceled their Australian tour after he fucking said it live on stage during a show. Jack Black had to issue a statement for them, right? These assholes will actually go out and say things like that. Oh, they shouldn't have missed. And it's like how, and I guess the bigger concern is now we're actually seeing people reshare some of these clips and stories over the past 4 years of liberal media saying things like, we need to take Trump out. We need to put Trump in the crosshairs. Our own president, Joe Biden, made that comment just a few days before this all went down. The optics on it, because let's be real here. Politically speaking, this is huge in a couple different ways, which we're going to get into. But from an optics standpoint, the PR people, there's not much spin you can put on that where Biden would come out and look like a rose. There really isn't. All it takes is a reporter saying, hey, I don't know, a couple days, handful of days, less than 2 weeks before whatever the interview or before the assassination, you said we need to put Trump in the crosshairs. Do you feel at all, you know, I would say, do you feel at all responsible or guilty about that? I mean, and what answers are you going to give? Will you come out looking strong or better? And Biden doesn't, aside from the fact that he is genuinely having difficulties right now. Cognitively speaking, we can see that he's had issues. We've had months and months and months of repeated just poor behavior and difficulties. And yes, he is elderly. He is getting old. This was a major concern when he was running for election back in 2020, and people didn't seem to care. And let's not look at Trump and say he's some young stallion. You know, he is not exactly he's in better condition, certainly better condition. And I don't know the health status of either gentleman, like, you know, things like cholesterol levels and stuff like that. But from a cognitive standpoint, you can listen to Trump speak and you can listen to Biden speak, and you know which one of them has got their shit together and which one really needs to not be the leader of the fucking free world in terms of being able to fulfill the duties of the job. You take the politics and the decisions and the policy and party dick mandates and stuff like that, take that stuff out of the equation, but just being able to function and do the fucking job, we all know that Joe Biden is not able to do that. It's been obvious for several months. And for as many times as we heard comments like Trump's embarrassing, that's the leader of the free world, that's our president. It's equally, if not, I would argue it's a lot more embarrassing seeing what Biden has done. He has kowtowed on a global level to international leadership. He released his letter. We're going to hold on to that. I don't want to get carried away. So talking about the Trump assassination here, that was our first topic, and we're going to stick to that for a second here. So if you look at the map, there's been a lot of overhead, maps, overhead shots, renderings, graphics, right, of what it looked like, and let's how did this sniper, that's probably an appropriate application of the term, albeit not a very good one, obviously, how did he get here? How, with only two rooftops in the reasonable distance, right? And it is actually within 200 yards, which is even more of a question. And again, I do not have any counter sniper training. So I'm just going to ask a lot of questions here. I'm not going to point out what the problem, what the right answer was, because I don't know. I'd love to discuss it in the future. I know I have a couple guests that I could probably pull on and we'll hopefully get into it. Within 200 yards, it was the only rooftop. One of them had the counter sniper team on it with long guns, right? Glassing for potential threats, which I believe is standard procedure. You know, we've had JT on. JT has talked a couple times. You know, that's pretty standard on Overwatch, right? And I believe pretty standard for presidential rallies and things like that. So the only other roof in a reasonable distance where somebody, even an amateur shooter, could have a viable shooting solution on the target, in this case, Donald Trump, and it was left unmanned. And that's what kind of led to these beliefs of conspiracy theories, and you're having people putting out statements saying, oh, I am the shooter that took the guy out, and I got fired because I defied orders not to shoot. And I don't know if we ever verified that. That came out, like, the next day. And here's the thing about the liberal media and the news cycle is that we have, in 2024, gotten to a point where being first is more important than being correct. And it's even more so the smaller the news source. So online pages are about as, you know, online Instagram pages, I should say, are some of the absolute smallest. So they are taking probably the least time to vet the information, to verify their sources, and they're just pushing content out because they need clicks, they need follows. That's what they make their money on. Now, I don't know if that shooter actually took out the target, got fired or not. I don't know. There are a lot of questions. The Secret Service, for many videos and pictures and things that are surfacing now of some of the agents that were securing the president and putting him into his vehicle, particularly the female agents, have come under fire for lack of training. You see them like switching hands with the firearm, the Glock that they're carrying, right? I think it's a TLR-7A or something is whatever that they had on that particular pistol. They struggled to reholster the gun. You hear audio, oh, what do we do now? What do we do now? And it's like, you know, come on, man. What is this, the B team? Like, I mean, sitting president or not, that's literally the job of the Secret Service. So there were, I mean, to be sure, there were mistakes made. Things were missed, for sure. And now I actually did see a headline saying that those weren't all, or most of those agents were not Secret Service, but instead were Department of Defense contractors. And that could be true. I don't know. That could be another one of those stories. But let's just say that for the sake of argument, let's just say that is true. Why? And what's even worse here is we had Democratic leadership screaming a couple weeks ago that because of the 34 guilty convictions out of Trump's case in, you know, the Democrat stronghold of New York. So take that with a gigantic block of salt, obviously. We had Democrat leadership calling for him to be stripped of his Secret Service protection detail. So, you know, full circle here, was it a inside job? I mean, some of this stuff starts to point to it. I won't say that I believe that. I would say that it quite eloquently highlights why you should be very careful with what you say, especially in politics where, I mean, like, you know, I was on my trip this weekend. I had people, you know, talk with me who are, you know, they're very specific in letting me know that they are not a liberal. They're a leftist. And apparently there's a big difference there. I don't see it, but whatever, you know, different strokes, right? And talking about people that were running in the race and, oh, you know, J.D. Vance is slimy and he doesn't like him. I go, well, I liked Vivek Ramadive. I liked him. He's a very well-spoken dude. He goes, oh, he made his money by, you know, making shady business deals in the pharma industry. It's like, what? Like, I don't know any of this about him, and I'm not really concerned with that. I was more concerned with how he would be as a presidential candidate, which he's out of the race now, and he's not even the vice presidential nominee. So it's somewhat not an issue, but it's weird because these people will dig into everyone's, you know, prior lives and personal lives, and that all is somehow worse than what some of these Democratic leaders do to make their money, either in office or out. But, you know, I digress. These people need to remember that, and as a political leader, you are an elected official, an elected representative of your people and your country, and B, nothing on the internet ever dies. So these words, these videos, recordings, whatever, they are coming back to bite them in the ass. And yeah, I mean, it may be somewhat ridiculous to sit here and say it was a attempted, you know, we could go full Kennedy job, right? We could go full Kennedy and say it was a CIA operation to knock off Donald Trump. And it's like, you know, okay, well, let's take it easy on the tinfoil here there, Broseph. But there is enough evidence, and you guys can't see me, I'm using the air quotes evidence, to point that it could have been, you know, put together by the Democratic Party. And that's because they have these elected individuals in their party that come out and say these ridiculous and unprofessional and childish things. And so then when something like this actually does happen, what are we supposed to do? It's human, it's reactive nature to look at it and go, hey, you guys, how do you feel about that? Like, was that you? Oh, no, of course it wasn't us. And it's like, well, there's an awful lot of shit you said in the last 6 months that makes me believe that it might be you. Oh, no, we would never wish for that. You literally said that you wished he was dead. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, none of that's verbatim, but, like, we have certainly heard it. We've heard everything from hosts on the show The View to elected politicians to, you know, whatever, stars, movie stars, right? Celebrities was the word I was struggling to find, come out and say they wanted Donald Trump to die. And then it almost fucking happened. And let's think about that for a second. Like, we haven't had an actual presidential assassination attempt in this country since Reagan in, I want to say it was like the mid 80s or early 80s, it was like 81 or 84 or something in there, early first half of the 80s to be certain. And I did see something interesting shared on social media where it highlights the election map for the second term of Reagan after he got shot, and he won every state, but like it was either Minnesota or Wisconsin. So a lot of people think that this could be the thing that bolsters the support behind Trump by people who were, you know, on the fence or in the middle and like, I really don't like either one. And hopefully, you know, common sense folks that aren't, you know, too bought into either side's ultra political bullshit, because it's easy to get sucked in. It really is. And that's how a lot of these parties succeed and get donors and stuff, is because you get sucked in on both sides. You know, I'm not saying that the Republican Party is always right. They certainly have their own set of issues, as do the Democrats. But knowing all of that about this, the last time we had an assassination attempt, right, which again on Reagan, and how that election went, it makes you think, hey, he survived. This only makes Trump look better. He only comes out of this looking stronger because A, he survived. B, the people that don't trust the government but were on the fence are now going, hey, they tried to take him out, whoever they are, you know, again, they in air quotes. Maybe there's a reason. You know, a lot of people kind of got really tinfoily with it in the first term, you know, drain the swamp, and they're doing everything. I mean, it does beg to question, why are some of these elected officials working so hard to keep Donald Trump out of the White House? Like, obviously, they want, for their policy and agenda and things, they want their political party to be in office. I understand that. But it was never a problem. It was never this, there's never this much, like, vitriol and things. When George Bush was in office, it was very different. And all of a sudden, because it's Donald Trump, and yeah, he's outspoken, and he can be kind of a jerk sometimes, and yeah, he's orange, and you don't like him, and okay, but like, why, what is he doing that everyone, that they all seem to be so afraid of? And it just, you start to put the pieces together, and you start to think, well, maybe there is something to some of this. And then, yes, the assassination attempt failed, and now it's like, oh shit, is he accidentally a shoo-in for this? And thinking of that leads us to what happened today, again, July 21st, 2024, where Joseph Biden issued a written, well, I'm sure it was one of his staffers typed it up and he signed it, issued a statement, and we had heard about this all weekend. We were all checking our phones while I was on my trip this weekend, expecting the announcement to come by sometime Sunday, which is today, right, that he would be dropping from the election. And then there were statements from his staff, his camp, right, his campaign staff. Oh, no, we have no intention. excuse me. We have no intention of dropping out of the race. And, you know, we're still doing what we do and all that. And then we get this letter. And all of a sudden, the game changes. Because now he's out. He is not seeking re-election. So, okay, what the fuck does that mean? So here's a couple tidbits which may be of interest to you. One, all of the money, like, and so we're at the end of July. We're basically in August. Let's just round up. Let's say we're in August, which is the 8th month of the year. So we're about 90 days out from the fucking election, okay? 90 days out from the election. The money which has been donated to Joe Biden cannot be then just simply passed over because of election laws to the next candidate. Whether that's Kamala Harris, which I believe is going to be who they put on the ticket. I mean, who else would it be at this point? We're so late in things. It cannot just be passed to Kamala Harris. That money has to be, at least what's left of it, has to be returned and re-donated to that campaign. And here's the problem with that, is instead of everyone just being all happy, happy, joy, joy, and, you know, oh, well, no problem at all, I'll just write a check, is that Kamala Harris was a terrible presidential candidate. She was like the second person out of the Democratic nomination race back in 2020. She was appointed, I believe, purely because she checked off the right boxes for liberal voters. She was a woman. She is African American. And that's pretty much it. That's why she got it, because she looked better on the ticket with the old white guy. Optics. 100% optics. what has she done as vice president that makes her look good? Now, I mean, I'll also say, like, when Trump was in office, I hated Mike Pence. I thought Mike Pence was a pander move to the ultra-conservative right. Not a Pence fan. He didn't, at least to me. And I'm not saying these people won't do anything during their jobs, but, like, it's already a weird enough thing with the vice president. I don't know what Kamala Harris has done. She was put in charge of the southern border. I do remember that. That shit has gone to hell in a handbasket, obviously. And now we are left with this question mark. It is going to be Trump and J.D. Vance on the Republican ticket. And we're like a week or two, I think, away from the Democratic National Convention. So I would obviously then expect that they are going to make an announcement there as to who will be challenging Donald Trump, because the incumbent is no longer in the race. I think it's a good thing. I think that Biden is, he's just no longer fit to hold the office. You know, he shouldn't have been there this entire last year. Realistically, he shouldn't have been. And I think if we did have a stronger vice president, they probably would have invoked the 25th Amendment. I think it's 25th, right? Invoked the 25th by now to remove him from office. And, you know, but again, I don't think there's any faith in Kamala Harris. And it's not like you can just replace him with whoever you want. It falls to the vice president, which is why it's so important that you pick a strong running mate. And a lot of people don't ever think of it that way. If you really look at past decisions and stuff, like, you know, with Obama, it was Joe Biden. We just saw how Joe Biden did as an actual president, not because of the 25th, but, you know, he was elected, obviously, you know, or elected with an asterisk, because some of us don't think that that was a legit election, but that's an entirely separate discussion we can have at a later date, maybe. But he got his shot, not a great president. You know, a lot of times these people are chosen for optics. They're chosen to kind of like fill the voids that the running candidate doesn't have. So like a great example here is Trump choosing J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance was a Marine. Trump never served. Trump is old. This guy is young. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you, so that way you are addressing the feelings and thoughts of your voting demographic. Because if you can win over each of those demographics, obviously you're getting a lot closer to winning the overall election. It's in many ways just a popularity contest. And for that reason, obviously, it's why we hate politicians, because you can't basically believe a thing they say because they're just trying to get you to like them, to get you to check their name, you know, on that day in November. But I digress. So Biden is out. I think the last time we had something like this happen where the sitting president did not seek re-election, and I could be wrong on this, I would have to look it up and double check, was when George Bush Sr. was in office in, that would have been like the 92-93 election, right? Something like that. And, you know, then we saw Bill Clinton for 8 years, and then, you know, 8 years of George W. Bush, his son, and then obviously 8 of Obama, 4 of Trump, now 4 of Biden. So it's not something that happens all the time. Usually your sitting president, if you look back in American history, either they die, either of assassination or old age or some illness or something like that. If you look back far enough, there's certainly been some of those, right? Or they seek re-election and either they win or they lose. It's not just not running is usually not the way that it goes. But given his age and the conditions with which Biden is currently living in, like, I cannot say that I'm surprised. I can say I'm surprised they waited this long. And I think from a strategic standpoint, right, waiting till about 90 days, maybe call it 100 days before we're in November, before we're right up at it. I mean, that's 100 days to campaign. A, you have to raise money, unless you have somebody who is like privately wealthy and can fund their own campaign. Those campaign finance laws, like that's what Trump was indicted on, was campaign finance laws over like $140,000 that he paid the pornographic actress Stormy Daniels. That's what he was indicted on. To the tune of like 34 counts. What is ironic is that I do believe I saw a couple weeks later Hillary Clinton was also like found guilty of similar charges to the tune of like $6 million, but got a fine. So they're trying to put prison time on Trump and disqualify him from the presidential election, which I don't believe is going to happen. I actually think that court case that ruled him as guilty, I think it's going to get thrown out or reversed, or we're going to see something happen. because there was a Supreme Court decision, right, that said that, hey, presidents can't be found guilty for actions taken in office. And I don't know the particulars of it, but I just think that the timing on all of this is not going to work out to where Trump is not allowed to be on the ticket. So it's very interesting, and it's very, like, you know, and we look at it and what's happened in the last week. So we had the Trump assassination last weekend, which, yeah, that was a Saturday. I was at a social district with my parents, and like, oh my God, look at that. I can't believe this happened. This is crazy. And then a couple days later, right, it's as we're starting to see some of these videos and things surface, Biden saying we need to put Trump in the crosshairs, and it's like, that comment did not age well. And then, Biden has to be sequestered because he's somehow got COVID again. And it's like, okay, and I called it. When I was driving up north with my buddy to take our vacation of sorts, right? And even when we got up there, I said, I think it's a cover up. I think that they are faking him having COVID to keep him away from the media while they're making an evaluation on next steps in future. Because here's the thing, this has been in question since the Trump Biden debate that they had. And we spoke on that before, right? Because neither one of them were officially the nomination for their party at the time. Now, Trump got his. I mean, like, how could he not? I mean, the assassination attempt and then the RNC was just days later. And it's like, all right, so it's Trump and J.D. Vance. They're the guys. The Democrat National Convention, who knows what it, I mean, I could not even tell you on the Democrat side of things. Other than Kamala Harris, I don't know who, and I don't even know who she would name as her VP on the ticket. Maybe Andrew Yang or Buttigieg or one of these other cabinet members that are currently serving the administration. Something else that I read, and again, I have to work and verify this, but I believe it was from a legitimate source, was that the cabinet has not met in like 8 or 9 months. So leads you to wonder who's making these decisions. And it also may point to why we have seen less legislative action and less results out of this administration. Now, the administration and their, you know, piece of shit media girl that speaks to the White House reporters every day would probably have you believe that it's because the Republicans are stopping any forward progress. They're blocking everything that they're trying to achieve, and the Republicans are evil and they don't want any progress in our country. In reality, your cabinet has to meet. Like, it's the same reason that, you know, you and I all have, you know, meeting after meeting after meeting at work every day on projects and things. It's because you have to meet. You cannot just communicate via email, let alone, you know, for issues that pertain to how to run a whole damn country. It's insane. My God, you know, so you start to see that the wheels are basically falling off of this administration. The more time passes, the worse that things are getting. And I think you could pretty much put the nail in the coffin on the Joe Biden administration. And I would really, because I don't believe, you know, with everything that's going on, I don't believe they're going to be able to push through any more legislation. We've already seen some Democrat leadership switch parties over the past year or so. I think we're going to continue to see more of that. I think the rats are jumping off the ship, so to speak. And that's not to say that I think that all, you know, again, just the Republican affiliation makes you a good person, because there are, I mean, I have a very strong distrust of anybody who is a politician as their job. However, the Democrat side has chosen to be, or they have shown to be, I should say, they've shown to be pretty effed up. So I think we'll see more of that self-serving behavior in the future. Now, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what we're going to see here. I don't want to say it's a guarantee, you know, but with Biden off the ticket this far in the game, if he had announced at the beginning of the year that he wasn't seeking re-election, okay, fine. You have a whole year, or at least, you know, 9-10 months to stand up your campaign, to visit, you know, around the country and gather support and things. That's not an option now. Now with 100 days left, you're right down to the wire, and battleground states are pretty much all you're going to have the opportunity to campaign in. I don't think it's going to be a close election. I guess if I had to make a prediction today, I would say it would be Trump by landslide. You know, truly the largest margin in history, given the situation, given how the, given how the quality of life is here in America right now. I'll just say it. I got back from my trip, and immediately we went out to go grocery shopping. So we had food in the house and stuff, and you're just reminded constantly. You bought $80 worth of groceries and paid almost $120 for it. Things have gone, like, up excruciatingly so. We're getting less than we ever have for our dollar before. There's been just, you know, foreign policy decision. And it's what makes the letter that Joe Biden put out when he announced that he was not, you know, this decision to not seek re-election. Oh, this is the strongest America has ever been because, and he rattles off like five things he's done, that he has done, quote, in air quotes, right? Oh, we nominated the first African-American woman to the Supreme Court. And it's like, that's not really an accomplishment for your administration. You literally just appoint them and they, on more or less their own merits, have to make it through the process. That's not to take anything away from that individual. But I would not say that your administration is directly responsible for that success. You literally just picked the name. And, oh, yeah, the economy here in America is the strongest it's ever been, which is an outright lie. And I think, honestly, statements like that, continued statements like that, are what really have led to what's become now basically the most obvious and really the only decision, which was that he needs to drop out of the race. And he did so. People are not as dumb as they would like to think. I think we have behaved as a nation in a very stupid way. Not like me and you, but a lot of, you know, as we're talking about this, right, as we're listening to this, we all have those friends. They blindly follow the Democratic Party because orange man bad, right? And they don't learn the issues. They don't get any, they don't educate themselves on any of the topics. They think that socialism is the answer. They think that, you know, healthcare should be free for everyone, not understanding that we have neighbors to the north and south that have free healthcare in their countries. And there's a reason why those people go get dual citizenship to come here to use our medical system. And it's not the cost, it's the quality. But that's an entirely separate issue. So who knows what's going to happen with this? It is very interesting and obviously concerning if you're somebody who has traditionally voted Democrat to see what has happened and to think of the consequences, what could happen going forward. Now, I will, just because we are kind of pushing to the end here, this isn't going to be a super long sit rep, because I'm still gathering information on both of these. One will surely, I think, turn into its own episode. Like the discussion around the Trump assassination, I am working to try and line up a discussion on that in the very near future here, to dig into it. But I also do want to just mention very quickly, because we kind of talked in our episode this past week on priorities, spending time on yourself and your family and making the right decisions. It was just my trip, my R&R trip. It was kind of funny. We had several very celebration-worthy events going on. We have one gentleman in our friend circle, if you will, who is expecting his first child later on this year. So in addition to that, we have another friend who is very recently engaged, which is awesome, to a woman. We have two birthdays in our group that were within very close proximity. I was one of them. So we made a trip up to Northern Michigan. If you guys saw the Instagram stories, spent a lot of time on the lake. And man, the opportunity, and so here's, you know, and we drank a lot. We had a really good time. We did. Which I usually don't do, but I took the opportunity to cut loose and, you know, so there were three mornings, right? I was up at 6 every morning. That is my typical schedule. And by 6:30 or so, I made a cup of coffee. And the home that we were so fortunate to stay at has about a 30-yard dock that takes you out onto the water for the boat and everything. And they have like a platform out there with some like Adirondack chairs. And every morning, not this morning because we were packing up to leave, but the first two mornings, I spent about 2 hours out there from like 6:30 to 8:30 just with my thoughts and the sound of the water and the most gorgeous view that you could ask for. I mean, truly just amazing. And if you guys have never visited Northern Michigan, there's a lot of vacation opportunities up here with Airbnbs and resorts and hotels and things like that. It is quite majestic and magical. And it was just amazing. It was a great opportunity to decompress and separate myself from so many of the things that weigh heavily on me, and we all have those stresses, we all have those crosses, if you will, that we have to bear, and the weight of that over time is, it can be very difficult. So To say nothing else of the trip, right? I want to say that you should definitely look into doing one for yourself. I do want to take like a very specific opportunity here, because I know the friend who's was the connection for this particular house. Want to take the opportunity to say thank you to him. We also celebrated his birthday. He's a fantastic guy, someone who's recently begun training with me. I can put names and information out there, but obviously want to take the opportunity to say thank you. And it's one small example of some of the benefits that can come from building circles with quality people. And I'm not saying go find friends who have cool shit so you can have, you know, experiences with cool shit. But I have been friends with this person for several years, and this is the first time something like this has really happened. Terrific guy. Great dude. Awesome husband and father, right? Surround yourself with good people and then go spend time with those people. This was a weekend away. I didn't really talk, you know, shooting, training and shit like that, right? We just all got away. We spent quality time together, like as men, bonding, and really it was just, it's one of those experiences I'll never forget. And I might go back. We might go back up later this summer or this fall or next year, right? But this was truly, you know, obviously a first child only happens once in somebody's life. You know, a engagement for a marriage hopefully only happens once in a life. And having all of those, you know, with the birthdays and everything converging together at once, and we had some perfect weather, you guys. It was like low 80s with clear skies and minimal wind the entire time. It was incredible. Is absolutely incredible. Really, really enjoyed it. And again, like I said, I recommend taking the time to get away, get to something like that where you're able to quiet your mind and really just separate yourself from the stress, the anxiety, the difficulties of day-to-day life. Even if it's only for a couple days, we were up there for about 2.5. It was amazing, and I really, really enjoyed it. So I do recommend that. But so, like I said, more to come on the Trump assassination discussion, maybe get into that topic as it's something that we had a lot of people just emerge all of a sudden. They were counter-sniper and counter-terror specialists overnight, dissecting what was going on and pointing out pretty specifically what was done wrong and not really understanding how a lot of that is done. And I can say that somewhat confidently, having had discussions with a few people who've spent time in those sorts of roles in law enforcement. I won't speak on it in detail because I am not one to do that, but I obviously have those connections, and I am going to work real hard to bring that one to you guys, because that should be a really, really insightful discussion for sure. But hopefully this gets you guys thinking. I really don't know what's going to happen. We should all be paying attention very closely. Anything to do with the presidential election is obviously incredibly impactful. Don't be one of those fucking dweebs that just insists they're not going to vote because they refuse to give immoral men power over them. Because here's the fucking thing. You may take that stand, but the world spins on. So the election's going to happen regardless. So if you don't contribute, you're part of the problem. You really are. It's unfortunate. I'm not saying I have the answer to fix it, but you have to participate. You have to get out and vote. Which way are you going to vote? Who are you going to vote for? Whether it's Libertarian, the Green Party, the Democrats, the Republicans, right? Whatever it is, do the fucking research. Figure out, yeah, maybe it's the lesser of two evils. I don't know. But do the research, figure out who aligns more with your values and things, and then participate. Because here's the thing, you may fucking hate Trump and or whoever, right? It could be anybody. It doesn't even have to specifically be Donald Trump. But look at what happened the last time he was in office. That's what I tell people. Look, you may not be a big fan of him. That's fine. But look at the world we lived in from 2016 to 2020, and then look at what we've suffered through for the last 4 years between COVID-19 and how mishandled it was by the government, including all the vaccine bullshit, which we don't have to get into. Look at the economy. Look at the price of gas. Look at what's going on in the world. The world around us is on fire with major conflicts on the other side of the globe, right? Look at where we're at now versus where we were at for that administration. And that's unique, right? Because, you know, in this opportunity, right, Donald Trump is eligible for a second four-year term. So we may not always get that, but we do right now. And just consider the facts and look at it and then make your own decision. You know, obviously, I can't tell you which way to vote. I just believe that you should. So with that, I appreciate you guys obviously checking in, listening here, and following us. If you guys aren't following man, it helps us so much if you guys can just smash that follow button or that subscribe button, depending on what platform that you are enjoying us on, whether it's the YouTube video, because we post these on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, you know, whatever your particular streaming platform is, give us a follow. If you got friends that are, you know, leaning into this shit, man, let them know about us. We work really, really hard to be a resource for all of you and bring some really, really good information out to all of you guys that are concerned and want to be better prepared. So that's all I have, you guys. Until next week. Until then, be safe out there. And like we always say here, work hard, train smarter, and be prepared.